Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening. Hello.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. How are you? How you doing? Why my phone? My,
I'm doing.
Checking up on y'all.
I'm taking the baby a bath. I'm doing a lot better than I thought I was
going to
be doing.
Oh, baby, I had my moment today.
I had a couple of moments today.
I'm just ready for the day to be over.
One of the biggest moments was, I was expected to hear or get a text, you know, from a friend or a former friend or whatever. You know, and I didn't hear nothing. But then again, you having a whole Mother's Day dinner. And then your
brother. Baby, we ain't
girl,
home.
Girl,
we going to say to God.
I said, you know, God bless you. This is my moment where God is telling me, in your life, you have put a bunch of points, you have put a bunch of things on pedestals. Because you felt like I was putting them in your life. Stop eating yourself, Hannah. Come here.
I had a couple of moments, but we there, we here. I wasn't even gonna do the prayer thing tonight. I'm not gonna lie. Hey, good afternoon. Michaela, how you doing, honey? Do you have the number? I want you to call that number, okay?
Well,
I'm gonna text the number. I'm gonna put the number in the group.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the number that we calling now. Okay.
Yes. You want me to call on Saturday?
No, you want to call today and Thursday. I got a number that we use now. That's
what I'm saying now?
Yeah, I'm going to put it in the group.
Okay.
Okay, honey. Let me see. What? Girl, I don't even know the number, honey. Where is the number? Esther, what's the number?
563-999.
Oh, easy, huh?
3523.
Okay. Well, we ain't even gonna be on that long because I know it's Mother's Day and a lot of people say they're out for Mother's Day. But we still going to touch and agree for the week, just for the week. I'm like I said, the way I'm feeling, I just wanted to be in the bed. I didn't want to get out of bed all day. I didn't want to get out of bed. I'm just having a, you know, it's just one of them days. Felt like I said, did nothing today. But in spite of everything, God is still God, and he God all by himself. There's some things we can't control because God is in control. I say God is in control. He's in control. But you know what, like you say, God will put things in the right perspective. And, you know, the thing is this. Somebody else gave this to me. God reveal, remove, and expose. Michaela, you there?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I asked God to reveal, remove, and expose some things. And during the time that God, he going to do just what he say he going to do, in spite of what it looked like. And okay, we'll lock this number in because we're going to do this number Thursdays, and this way more people could join. Thursdays and Sundays, we do it now Thursdays and Sundays. First, I want to say, you know, give it a couple of minutes. Happy Mother's Day. Michaela, happy Mother's Day, Grandma Day, all of that. So,
thank you.
I hope you enjoy your day. not only you a mama, but you a grandma, so you double blessed. You double blessed. Double portion for you. Yeah, I'm just looking. I'm going to just give it like 5 more minutes so we can really go into it. We won't hold y'all long today because it is Mother's Day, and I know people are spending time with their family. If you're a mom, you're just being, you know, it's just what it is. So like I say, Michaela, save this number now because we're going to have this number every Monday because we want to start our week off with God, and then we need a fuel of a midweek thing. And I said, in spite of what it looked like, in spite of what I may feel, because I act on my feelings a lot, I still have to do what God called me to do.
Okay, so what's happening on Thursday and Sunday?
Yeah, Thursday and Sunday. I had put it in the group, Thursday and Sunday. Yeah, we're going to do it Thursdays and Sundays. Thursday is going to be at 9 p.m., and then Sundays is going to be at 7. Yeah, Sundays at 7 p.m. We're doing it a little bit early because we just want to start the weekend. When we start our week, we do the word. We go over with the word. Just talk about the word a little bit. Expound on the word. Just something to keep us and hold us till Thursday come around.
I'm good.
So how did you enjoy your Mother's Day?
I did not do much. I went to church.
How was church? That's a good thing.
Yeah, we went to church. The pastor preached about faith. He wanted us to increase our faith. You know, he wanted us to believe in God, to trust God, to take God in his word.
Hey, that's a word all by itself. Because you know what? Your pastor preached a good message because, you know. Go ahead, Michaela.
Yeah, he don't want us to doubt because if we doubt, God is not going to answer our prayers. You know, we have to believe.
I know that's right. So you got a good word to fill you up from your pastor this week, honey. And you know what? Like
yeah,
I was saying, a lot of us. Walking this Christian journey, if we be transparent, we know that. We all say have faith, but it's really an activation thing. You start with believing in your mind, and it's hard for us sometimes. It's hard for myself. I have to be real, not knowing. You know, that's just like a guy described to me, or somebody, I don't even remember who described to me one time, faith is like we have a chair. You know how we have the chairs at work, Michaela? Let's go there, the chair at work. Now, you know, we don't know if the chair going to hold us up, but we're believing that it's going to hold us up, right? So we're having faith in that chair, and that's the kind of faith God wants us to have, faith in him, just the way we have faith in that chair, that believing that God going to do it. And sometimes it's hard for us to believe that he going to do it, and sometimes we don't understand it. Sometimes we don't understand it. Sometimes we don't even know how it's going to go. Like I said, myself too, it's not easy. The journey is it's not easy. So we have to just believe that. Okay, God, if you said it, I'm going to believe it. But some people have crazy, crazy faith. And I remember when I was young, I'm not going to lie, when I was young, my faith was, it was to the roof. Like, it was to the roof, roof. So I'm trying to get that crazy faith again. Like, okay, God.
Yeah, I am. Sometimes I get weak. I'm like, you know, I have said it. Sometimes I go to, I'm up and down sometimes. And I need to stop doing that. The pastor said we have to stop.
Yeah, and that's all of us, though, because you know what? That's two things. It's the human part of us, and it's fear. Fear and not knowing what's going to come out of this. So it's two things. It's the fear of not knowing, and then that means we're doubting him. We're not trusting God. So we're not trusting him and doubting him and how he's going to do it. So, like I say, being transparent, that's me. Like, I'm like, okay, God, I know you. And over and over, he showed us that he's able to do everything.
He is. But sometimes we go through, sometimes we have difficulties.
No, that's the human part of us. That's our flesh. And I know my flesh is like, But over and over, he still showed me like, okay, I'm still God. But Kayla, I'm still God because I made a way for you this way, and I'm going to do it again. He shows us over and over that he still is who he is. It's just be us. It be us. And that's what we're going to talk about. So I'm going to go to the throne of grace first. And that's what we're going to really work on this week is our faith. Esther, where you at?
I'm here. I'm feeding the baby. You know, she was just fussing, crying and stuff.
She can't read the word, so I have to read it. I'm going to go to the tell you to read the Message Bible. Let me. I'll put it up. So if you got
what do you want me to
verb,
read in the Bible? What do you want me to read?
A double-minded man, James 1:8. Well, start at the fifth verse. Go to James, Michaela, if you got your word, we'll go on that.
Here, because I cannot find it on the pants for the shirt.
That's right. You have a particular one. This is too hot. Give me a onesie and then the pants, and I'll.
No,
it's a shirt. So in the Message Bible, you said James 1. It says, so the title is called James, Faith Under Pressure, starting at James 1, verse 2. Consider it a sheer gift, friends, when tests and challenges come at you from all sides. You know that under pressure, your faith life is forced into the open and shows its true colors. So don't try to get it out. Don't try to get out of anything prematurely. Let it do its work so you become mature and well-developed, not deficient in any way. If you don't know what you're doing, pray to the Father. He loves to help. You'll get his help and won't be condescended. And when you ask for it, ask boldly, believingly, without second thought. People who worry their prayers are like wind whipped waves. Don't think you're going to get anything from the Master away. Don't think you're going to get anything from the Master that way. Adrift at sea, keeping all your options open. When down and outers get a break, cheer. And when the arrogant rich are brought down to size, cheer. Prosperity is as short-lived as a wildflower. So don't ever count on it. You know that as soon as the sun rises, pouring down its scorching heat, the flower withers. Its petals wilt, and before you know it, that beautiful face is a barren stem. Well, that's the picture of the prosperous life. At the very moment, everyone is looking on it in admiration. It fades away to nothing. Anyone who meets a testing challenge head-on and manages to stick it out is mighty fortunate. For such persons loyally in love with God, the reward is life and more life. Don't let anyone under pressure give in to evil. Say, God is trying to trip me up. God is impervious to evil and puts evil in no one's way. The temptation is to give in to evil comes from us and only us. We have no one to blame but the leering, seducing flare-up of our own lust. Lust gets pregnant and has a baby. Sin grows up. Lust is pregnant and has a baby, sin. Sin grows up to adulthood and becomes the real killer. So my very, very dear friends, don't get thrown off course. Every desirable and beneficial gift comes out of heaven. The gifts are the rivers of light cascading down from the Father of light. There is nothing deceitful in God, nothing two-faced, nothing fickle. He brought us to life using the true word, showing us off as the crown of all his creatures. Amen.
Amen. So basically, that's just really, to me, the eighth verse is the key verse. You know, the eighth verse is the key verse to me. And that's what we have to realize, like, we're not going to be, like, being weary and well-doing and, like you say, a double-minded man. Or in the Message Bible, it says, hold on, let me get to them.
Give me a minute, ladies.
For those who trust in the Father, seek wisdom. For those who follow him, will give him what he wants. So God will give us our heart desires. So with him giving us our heart desires, we have to know that when we act and believe, we have to believe and stand on his word. Because, like, sometimes we don't see it. And in a scripture that I come to believe myself is like, God said, you know, we his children, and I think, like I say, Happy Mother's Day again, we are his children, and we are the bosom of God. And because we women, God, he, you know, when in the beginning, that's why I think next week we're going to start at the beginning so we can break it down and really understand the foundation, because the Bible all says, when all you're getting, get a little understanding. God spoke. And whatever God speaks, because I know he speaks in our lives in different ways, and we have to listen. Because if God said, let there be, it is. And when we doubt with our faith, you got to realize what God said. He said, let there be light. You know, so we have to speak to a mountain. And it's, like I say, hard to believe, speak to those things. We have God said he gave us dominion and power to rule over serpents and to call those things if not if they are. And right now I know we lacking some things in our lives and want some things in our lives. We all do. But the thing about it is, how could we not get weary, as the pastor would say? How could we stand up and believe? We'll go back to what God says. For one, we can't be unstable, because a double-minded man, if that's James 1 and 8, is unstable. So we have to, and it also says we can't serve two masters. It's going to be God or the devil. For God I live, or for God I die. And all that wraps up into faith, because you know what, God, he never spoke to, if you know in the Bible, and I know you guys know the word real good, God never spoke to Adam. I heard that in the Bible. But the first person he spoke to was, you know, he spoke to Mary and said, he spoke to Mary and said she was going to have a baby. You get what I'm saying? He spoke to her. He didn't speak, if you see in the beginning, He just started creating. Let there be the moon. Let there be the earth. Let there be this.
Sorry. Hello?
Uh-huh. He said... But when he came, came into the word, the first he gave Adam a thing. But you know what? He spoke to other women, and he came to them in a dream. But he came to us and said, "You gonna have a child, beautiful child." Y'all remember that? So I feel like with God, he always speaking to us in one way or other, in one way or another. Let me correct myself. He spoke to Esther. He always speaking to the women. He always give us instructions, you know. And because of their obedience in the Bible, that's what happened. I'm sorry, y'all. Okay, I'm sorry. I was looking up something in the message Bible. So let me go back and do this again. So, God forgive me. We're going to go back to talking about our faith. Our faith, if we believe it, God said, your faith have made you whole. And like I said, not doubting him and believing and on having wavering faith. So what I'm going to do this week, I'm going to put in scriptures. And even if you guys know scriptures, like Michaela, you know, what was the scripture that your pastor spoke on today?
He was everywhere.
Oh, he sound like me all over the place.
Well,
it's so many different scriptures that you could speak to in the Bible about faith. But you know what?
He was telling us about there was two stories that he spoke.
Okay.
It was the story about the lady that she had a baby girl, like, you know, she had a little girl. And she came to the Jesus, and he said, my daughter is demon-possessed, and I need help.
It was Hannah. She spoke to Hannah, and that's in the first family. He said, is right? Is that Hannah?
Can I give you something here?
Yes. No, it was, she was a lady. She's from, I don't know, she was not Jewish. So at that time, he was just serving the Jewish people, but she came to Jesus and the New Testament, and he was like, and she was, please help my daughter because she's demon-possessed. And he told her,
The one that had a lot of demons. Oh, God, let me look that up right quick.
It was the baby girl. She had a little girl, but he told her, look, the disciple was telling her, Jesus, make her go away because she's bothering us. But Jesus told her, look, he treated her like a little dog, like dogs, he don't want to take the food from the table and give it to the dog. So Jesus was telling her, but she was persistent. She said, even the dog eat from the table, whatever falls from the table. So in that moment, Jesus took the time to heal her daughter. And then he told her, your daughter is already, the demon already left your daughter. So she went home and her daughter was well.
So all she had to do was just believe.
She believed Jesus because her daughter, she went to Jesus, but she was not Jewish. She was like, I don't know what country she was, but anyway, she was not Jewish. She was not from Jewish descendant. But she came to Jesus. She was determined that she needed her daughter to be free because her daughter was not, she had this demon that was possessed, that was bothering her. So he was telling us that we have to have faith, that we cannot just have the type of faith that doubt God and don't walk with God and he was telling about comparing the ocean, how the waves come and go, and that we cannot have that type of faith. Like, you know, one moment we okay.
On the way moment,
it can't be waving faith. It has to be stable. But
that's
he was
a good word.
The Bible.
Look, that was a good word today because like you say, we can't have wavering faith because if we waver, like I say, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So that was a real good word that your pastor brought today. That word, you could march on that word. And like you say, kind of had unwavering faith. So I know, really, like I say, it's stuff that we're believing God for. And we believing that God's going to do it. I know it's some things that you won't be done. You to be done in your life. You don't spoke to me about some things. And we just have to believe it. Like, that word is a really, really good word.
Yes, and he also was talking about Hannah, you know, that she was wanted to have a baby. And she was in 2 Samuel, I think. She wanted to have a baby.
I'm going
to
look it up. I'm going to look that up real quick because I just was on there.
And she believed that. She was praying to God, please, that she wanted to have a baby. And she promised that she would bring him to church, you know, when he was, after she taking out, after she stopped, like, breastfeeding him. When he was old enough, she was going to bring him to church. And she brought him to the priest, and that he was going to be, he was going to be one of those kids that he was going to be dedicated to church. And that was Samuel. You know, Samuel was a prophet for Israel for many years. And he was, I remember a time that he told him that Samuel was sleeping, and God called him. And the temple told him, when you hear the voice, just respond. You know, that it was not him, that it was God that was calling him. So he was telling us that, you know, that God was able to bless this mother, this lady, to have a child. And then she went out and had 5 kids after this baby boy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Well, Hannah, she says Penelope was always upset with Hannah that she made her feel bad to the Lord because she was unable to bear a child. So every year when she went to the Lord's house of Shiloh, Penelope was upset and Hannah cried. She cried, Lord, Lord, why can I not give birth, you know? And that's in 1 Samuel 1:2-21. And then, like you said, it also says that the Lord gave Hannah a child, a son, and his name was Samuel, a son who will grow up to be a prophet and a priest for the shadow of the Son of God, a true prophet of the great high priest, a son who will be anointed of King David and foretell the coming of the greater king, who will be the son of David. Yet David is the Lord. And then this one said, Hannah trusted God and that his plan that for Samuel was the better way. So that's what she believed in him. That's what it says about her, because she wanted to be, okay, here you go. The story of Hannah is founded in Samuel 1, which was, she was infertile. The woman struggled to find self-worth and yet faith in God. She became a mother to Samuel, a prophet, was anointed of the Israelites, the first king, Samuel. And I know that story. Esther, you want to talk about that? Because I know you know Hannah. Hannah right next to you, so you can speak on that.
So my thing, what I get from the whole story of Hannah, as you can see, here's her name, and she's going, she's cute. We're not talking about you, Hannah. We're talking about Hannah in the Bible, okay? I know. I'm sorry. I'm not going to stop. Jamila, come and get your sister, please. But what I get from it is Hannah demonstrated her faith through obedience. She was obedient to God's word. And she went, even when the prophets, they said, you know, that she was drunk. Why is she drunk? She's moving her lips, but no words are coming. And everybody except for that one prophet was saying that she's drunk. He was like, no, she's praying. And he spoke to her. He told her, you will bear a child. God is telling me that you will bear a child. And out of obedience, he just said, out of my obedience. He said,
yeah, so you're welcome to this one.
What happened? He said, out of my obedience, because you guys opened my womb, I'm going to go ahead and give him over. And so that's the one thing that should teach us. Like, even though we might, it might look like it's never going to happen. We have to be obedient to what the word says. The word tells us, you know, that, you know, keep the faith, because he will give us everything that we can ask, think, or even imagine as long as we keep the faith. It tells us, you know, seek the word, and it says seek the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all things that we ask will be given unto us, pressed down, shaken together. And let go. Yes, Hannah. Amen. Sing your song. I know, baby girl. Sing your song. I know. And so, but that's what I'm getting from it, because sometimes we're not as obedient as we should be. Most times we're not. And we, you know, we still want God to give us, you know, what we're asking. And we say, Lord, you said you're going to give us what we ask. But we also forget the fact that to also be obedient into what he's saying, and to be quiet enough and still enough that we hear his voice as he's saying it. You know, sometimes we might think, oh, man, this walk, Lord, to be with you, you know, to follow your word and to follow, is getting really lonely out here. It just seems like we're by ourselves. It's getting really, really lonely. We're stuck. But God is telling us, be obedient. Keep the faith. You're not stuck. I am going to give you everything that you want. Just keep the faith with me so that we can do it. And that's what I got from the word.
Oh, man, I tell you, that's a good word. I would say that, too, you know, and the God that we serve, because, like you say, Hannah, in her obedience, and her son was blessed. So by us being obedient, we're not doing it for ourselves, but we putting an inheritance to the kingdom of God. And God is so good, like Esther just said. God not only won't give us what we want, but he'll give us what we desire. Our heart desires running over, shaking. It's going to be so much overflow. So guess what? Y'all going to be able to share with somebody else. You say run down, press down, shake it together, run over. That's how much stuff that God is going to give us, because of our faith and being obedient. It really boils down to being obedient in spite of what we feel. Being obedient when we don't feel like it. Being obedient and trusting God at his word that he's going to do what he said he's going to do, because we have that obedient, trust, and faith all work together. Trusting, believing, and obeying, and faith, it works together. In spite of what we feel like, we still got to be obedient to the word of God and having faith. And that's why we're here every week to encourage, because sometimes we don't feel like it, but God, I trust you. I'm going to believe you when I don't feel like it. God, I'm going to do it just because, in spite of. But because Hannah obedience, she was infertile. And only God could do that kind of thing. So it's some things that God made mothers, us. God love us so much that he make us incubators, because men can't carry babies. And there's a lot of things, spiritually and naturally, so that God want to birth out of each and every one of us. But we have to first be obedient and have the faith and know that he's going to do it. Having the faith and obedience and knowing that he's going to do it, because even when I don't see it, God, I know you're going to do it. Even when I don't feel it, I know you're going to do it, because I know you. I'm your incubator. You could use me. And Hannah, like she said, is a perfect example of being obedient and having faith. You might not see it now, and I'm going to just give y'all God, I can't see it right now, but I know you're going to bless my children. I can't feel it right now, but I know you're going to deliver this child. God, I can't see it right now, but I know you're going to do it. I'm going to trust and believe. Even in spite of me not being able to see it, I know that you will, because you are God. If you did it back then, why he can't do it now? So I'm going to just let Michaela pray. Then I'm going to pray, and then Esther, you can go ahead and close us out, because the time is getting later and later. So go ahead and pray, Michaela, then I'll go ahead and pray. Then Esther can fill it with the prayer. End it with the prayer.
Heavenly Father, we come before your presence. You are a loving God, precious God. Thank you, God, for sending Jesus to die on a cross. Thank you that you love us so much. Thank you. You allow us to be here to direct, to encourage one another. Thank you that you want us to have faith in you. Thank you that your word is sure. Father, help us to stand in your word. Help us to be a woman that help us to walk in faith, not by sight. Lord, you alone are worthy to be praised. Father, you are good and your mercy endures forever. Thank you that you are a God that answers our prayers. Thank you that you are always with us. Thank you that you are a mighty God, powerful God. Thank you that we can trust you. Father, give us faith daily. Increase our faith. Help us to believe. Help us to trust you. Lord, we want to trust you. We want to believe. Help our unbelief. Father, we come before your presence. I pray you to bless my sisters. I pray, Father, that you will bless their loved ones, bless their family, bless them and their job, bless them wherever they go. Father, I pray that your blessing be follow them, that your goodness and your mercy be follow them. I pray that you make your face shine upon them. I pray, Father, that you will increase our faith daily, that we will walk with you, that we will save you in spirit and in truth. Thank you that you are good and your mercy endures forever. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Father, we come before your throne and we thank you today, not knowing, but we know that you know all things. You're in all things and you're through all things. God, we thank you right now for being obedient to your word. God, I find it not robbery that they took the time out on their Mother's Day just to give your name glory one more time. In spite of how we may feel, we're being obedient, God, and we thank you. We thank you for the women of valor. We thank you for each and every one of us. Lord, I ask that you send a special touch right now for Michaela from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Lord, not the word that she got from her pastor. We ask that it not go on deaf, fall on deaf ears, but you increase her faith in the mighty name of Jesus. Increase my faith. When I can't see it, I know that you're able because you did it over and over and over. And I thank you for just strengthening me where I may fall weak. God, I ask that you forgive me, Esther, too. God, I ask that you saturate her and send a special blessing, a special anointing. God, I ask that you not you give a not double but triple, because she has three girls. God, I thank you right now for being a mother, for us being mothers, God, for being your incubator, for being able to not only give birth in the spiritual, in the physical realm, but in the spiritual realm, because God, there's certain things I don't care what nobody say that men can't do, that we give life. We are the creator. You have made us be able to create life. And God, we thank you for being a mother right now, God. We thank you for the broken pieces and the brokenness. God, we ask that you mend our hearts with the broken places and heal us in all the places that we hurt. God, the spiritually and naturally, so we ask that you do it. As we leave this place, God, I ask that you show us something great and mighty this week. Keep our families safe. Keep our families covered. God, let no hurt, harm, or danger or accidents come before us, God, in your mighty, precious, holy name. Amen. Esther, it's all you.
Amen, Father, Lord. I thank you, Lord, Father God. Right now we come before you, Lord, and I thank you, Father God. Before we begin this prayer, Lord Jesus, Father God, you forgive us for any sins that we might have in our hearts or in our minds, Father God, for you said that the heart, it speaks the mind, and it can be evil, Lord. So, Father God, clear us of all our hearts, Lord, any unrighteousness that you feel that is not becoming of you, Lord, Father God. I pray right now that you just clear our hearts and our minds as we come before you. Father God, right now I pray that you would just continue to cover us as women, Lord, Father God, that you would just continue to build our faith, Lord, and give our hope, make it wild hope, Lord, Father God. Light that spark that once fueled our passion for you. Clarify the energy that we have in ours. Father God, clear our mental load as a mother and motherhood and our sister that's a grandmother, Father God, the loads that we carry with that title of mother, Lord Jesus, Father God. I pray right now that you will continue to do everything that we need you to do right now, Father God. Father God, Father God, I pray right now for a new season, that you will encourage new strategy, that you will have us have contagious hope. Father God, that everything that we might be thinking of right now, that, Lord, anybody that comes past us, that they would just catch on to it and say, Lord, Father God, let me walk like these ladies are walking, Father God. Let our light shine there bright, shine bright so that it can shine on their lights, Lord, Father God, that we might just be contagious, Father God. Let it be where it be osmosis energy where they touch us, and Father God, they can feel your flame and your fire within us, Father God. Father God, right now I pray for my children, Lord Jesus, Father God, that you will continue to keep them and hold them, Father God, and guide them so that they might be the mighty women of valor that you want them to be, Father God. All the women in this group, Lord Jesus, Father God, and our children and our grandchildren, Father God, for we are birthing of nations, Lord, Father God. Let us birth those new nations, Father God. Father God, let us be like Anna in the Bible, Lord Jesus, Father God, and that she was able to birth a new nation, Lord Jesus, Father God. Father God, continue to birth in us what it is that you want us to do, Lord Jesus, Father God. Right now, as we start our week, Lord Jesus, Father God, and they go off to work tomorrow, and the children goes off to school, Lord, just a few more days up to school, Father God, continue to spark that wonderful love of knowledge, Lord Jesus, Father God. Father God, so that we might be able to get everything, Father God. That this not be a passive walk, Lord Jesus, Father God, but that you would exert everything that we need, Father God, that we would just die down in adversity that might be coming into our lives, the vision that might seem to creep into our lives, Father God, for everything, Father God, that you would just mend those broken fences, Father God, those broken relationships, Father God, that you would continue to mend them, Father God, that this is our season where you want us to be alone, Lord Jesus, Father God, so we can focus on you. Father God, help us to deal with that loneliness that we might feel, Lord. Father God, help us to build more righteous friendships, Father God, more righteous love, Father God, with family. Father God, those friendships that family members, that, you know, the family relationships that might not be as mended as they should be, Lord, Father God. Father God, I pray right now that you would help build those bridges, Father God. Father God, family addictions that are in a family, Lord Jesus, Father God, we break generational curses, Lord, on this Mother's Day, that no mother will have to cry about a generational curse anymore, Father God. Father God, I pray right now that my sisters that are on this call and my sisters that were not able to make this call, Lord, Father God, that you will continue to bless and break any generational curses, heal all broken hearts, Lord Jesus, Father God, that we might, anything that we might harbor, Lord, within us, Lord, Father God, that you would just go ahead and heal us, Lord, because if you say, through us, through you, we can find all healing, Lord Jesus, Father God. You said where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is peace, Father God, that there is liberty. So right now we walk in the peace that passes all understanding, that, Father God, so you are our Jehovah Shalom, our Prince of Peace, Lord Jesus, Father God, and that you will continue to give us peace that passes all understanding, no matter what the trial may come, no matter how the wind may blow, that we might be standing firm in our faith and in our love in you, Lord Jesus, Father God, and in your precious Son's name, Lord. Father God, as we walk through this week, Lord Jesus, Father God, that you will continue to strengthen us in your name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, ladies. Have a great, happy finishing Mother's Day and a blessed week. We will see y'all again on Thursday. Esther, find that scripture for Hannah, because that's what we're going to be on. Because Hannah gave birth to what? Many nations. And that's what we ask God to give us, birth for many nations. And birth through our kids, because it's not about us. I love you, ladies. I love you. Y'all have a great evening, okay?
Amen. You have one as well. Good night.
Good night. Good night.